What about the kind of insect that flies around a light? What's it bump into?
Well, what you call them, camouflage.
And the kind that gets in the clothes and... The kind that gets in the clothes, especially war clothes, and eats holes in it.
That's a moth.
And the kind that carries its own light around.
Yeah, a lightning bug. We call it a lightning bug.
The kind that's it's got a long, thin body, and it's got two sets of real big wings. It's just sort of...
It's too hot. I would say. It's
too hot.
There's a dragonfly, I think, that's proper name, I'm not sure.
The same thing, or the dragonfly and the mosquito hawk do the same thing, or different?
Well, I think it's the same thing. I'm not sure. Put it all positive. Both of them look alike.
What kind of stinging insects?
You got all kinds of them. You call them. Black and mosquitoes here lately. The county's up to 4. They won't go around and spray for them like they used to, or fog for them. And see what that's what used to be. How you used to come out here and see before we had this foot thing that was last thing, I guess. And the mosquitoes wasn't there. There wasn't any of them here. But the check on dust or the fog, the way they call it. And we'll never use that DDT anymore. And mosquitoes came out. Sandflies, a lot of people grab them worse than they do the mosquitoes. But you can take the repellent and keep any of them off for a while. Or off?
Yeah. What about plants with stingers? What about insects with stingers?
You know, like bees and wasps and bumblebees and yellow jackets, hornets.
Get on you and
make you get some bumps. Well, all I can do is throw some of it down over the red bulb. Mm-hmm. Well, you can really give me a trip too. You only get them when you go in the woods. Blueberry for them. Pepperberry.
What do you call a kind of insect that jumps? Hops.
Fleas?
And the larger ones? So big, they could be big enough.
An insect that jumps? You mean, Yeah, that's the name you call it, John Payne. It used to be plagued with them. Some parts fell in it. Maybe. Well, I know them, but I can't think of them.
Underground.
It's a root system around here.
Do you know of any types of root that's used for medicine?
No, I don't, but we used to. When I was a kid, we used quite a bit of this folklore stuff, so homemade medicine remedies. That's a bit of the stuff to buy every day, with exceptions of the antibiotics, you know, medicine. Old sassafras and stuff like that, you know. And incidentally, the sassafras is not the root, it's mostly the bark.
What kind of trees are there? You've already mentioned the nut trees, but what other kind of trees are there?
What other kind of trees you mean in this area?
Yeah.
We've got most other kinds of pines and... Well, that's all metal metal tree. We've got pines and cypress and gums, tupper gums and magnolias, all kinds of trees in this area. We've got a hangover growth of trees down there.